Hi, this is some reminiscence of Sheffield and my family. The first time I ever went away from home was when I was 7 years old. Gran and Bobby and Jack were planting red pine up in the field above the pond, and they took me up with them. I can remember building a dam in the little brook just off the garden path and heeling in all these little red pine seedlings. And then my job, they went down a line, one person would chop with a mattock and pull the soil back, somebody else would put in some cow manure and some water, and then they would put the tree in and step it down. And my job was to carry water and to carry the trees to them and carry manure. And I worked hard all weekend, and I really loved it. That was my sort of my introduction to forestry and the outdoors. My earliest memory of Gran were our birthday parties, because he would, J. Willard Trevell is Gran, mother's father, my namesake, and Gran would come. He lived off Fifth Avenue. He owned the house next door, and they had rabbit hutches in their yard, and they would have these dowagers in for Sunday dinner, and they would say, "Oh, gee, isn't it awful now that we have meat rationing that some people have taken to eating rabbits? But this is delicious, fresh as eat chicken," and they were eating stewed rabbit from Grant's hutches. Gran, when I was 10 years old, took me out to Westfield, and I went hunting for the first time in my life. We got up about 5:30 in the morning, and he showed me this Browning automatic shotgun, which years later he gave me, and how to load it and how to use the safety. And I'd spotted some mallards on the ponds back at Westfield. And we walked in the dark, and he let me go first. And all of a sudden, I heard ducks quacking, and I saw birds flying up in front of me. And in the dark, I shot from the hip almost, and I can still see the flames belching from the receiver of the automatic and from the barrel. And there were two sparrows that had flown up about 10 feet in front of me that I'd shot out and missed, and the ducks lazily got off the pond and disappeared. That was my introduction to hunting.
Sparrow killer?
I didn't kill anything.
What did the J stand for?
John Willard Trevell, but he never used the J. Gran was he grew up on a sheep farm in Troy, New York, and there were three brothers. There was Warren, there was Winthrop and Gran, and J. Willard, they all went to Williams. And the middle brother, Warren, was a real genius. He had a hobby of trying to develop the formula for four hearts that met concentrically with their points in the center, and he developed tables which could use logarithmic functions and trigonometric functions, so he could do about 2 days of calculation in 2 hours. When he died, I tried to get these tables for Amherst College, but they went to the University of Southern California. This was long before the days of computers. I can remember Uncle Warren coming and visiting us at the farm, and we'd go off into the woods with wicker baskets and just come back in September and October with them just full of the most delicious wild mushrooms. He was an expert mycologist and actually carried card files with him where he described the spores and the colors and whatnot. He had identified a number of new species of mushrooms. He lived in the San Joaquin Valley in California. He worked for Bessemer Portland Cement. He actually developed a rotary kiln that doubled their production of cement. He used to go to sleep working on a mathematical problem, and he would solve it in his mind while he was sleeping, and when he woke up, he would have the answer. If his feet were cold, he used to just warm up the blood and send them down to his feet to warm them up. He was a fascinating individual. I visited him when I was 17 years old, and his wife, Minnie. I went out west to California on the California Zephyr along with my grandfather and my step-grandmother, Grandma Edie.